Listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. That was Rita Marley, One Draw, from her album Who Knows It Feels It. Thank you to Big Poppy for leaving that with us. As he exits the studio, exits the building, you're listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio. It is currently 37 degrees here in the Twins. Looking out the weather window, it says sunny. But I'm looking out the window and it's not sunny. It's overcast. So we got to get things synchronized here, coordinated as well. Okay, just a reminder that support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners just like you. Well, coming up next, in fact, right now, is Good Medicine with your host, yours truly, Roya White Eagle Taylor.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
I am not afraid of love or its consequence of light. It's not easy to say this or anything, but my entrails dangle between paradise and fear. I am ashamed. I never had the words to carry a friend from her death to the stars correctly, or the words to keep my people safe from drought or gunshot. Stars who were created by words are circling over this house formed of calcium of blood. This house in danger of being torn apart by stones of fear. If these words can do anything, if these songs can do anything, I say, bless this house with stars, transfix us with love.
We cut a little short there. Sorry about that. Again, I don't know whether that's my fingers or gremlins here in the board. But welcome, Hanbushu and Karahi, to all my relatives out there across Minnesota and Turtle Island and beyond. I guess I should say beyond. I've been watching a lot of programming on the great beyond, the cosmos, the universe, all of that. So, reaching all the way out there. Yes, you are listening to Good Medicine. I'm your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor, Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma. Thank you for letting me come into your home, wherever you're at, in your car, on your device, on your laptop, on your old-fashioned radio. So, we always say we're sending our signal out to Ms. and Mr. Native America And to all those Indian canoes out on the waters, out to sea, and across the Milky Way to our ancestors listening tonight, we're going to make them proud. We're going to have a little bit of music and some announcements, and then we'll also have the main portion of it will be some poetry recitation. Maybe even yours truly will recite a poem from one of their favorite poets as well. It is April 2024, and it is National Poetry Month. We haven't really spent a lot of time on that here at KFEI on this program, even though we are an arts-related program. So I wanted to spend just a short time tonight. Many of the poems are really short. I was looking for some that were more longer readings, sort of like, Gilgamesh or something like that. But no luck here. But some of the names will be familiar to you, hopefully. And then, of course, we'll have some music, as we always do. We open the program every evening, every Friday night at 6 p.m. Central. It's now daylight time. And, or as we call it around here, Turtle Island time, with Low Valley and the Carlos Nakai Jazz Flute Quartet. So I hope you enjoy that. But I was also then running up in that set. That was Joy Harjo, Creation Story. She was with her band Poetic Justice. You could hear her also on the tenor sax. And Ms. Harjo was the National Poet Laureate for the United States, 2 years running, a couple of years ago. And so she puts a lot of her poetry as well to music like that. And so I thought you would enjoy that. We've played it before on the program, but I also just thought that would be a great way to enter to talk this presentation about poetry as well. All right. Okay, let's see. Just to remind you that we are broadcasting tonight. Our studios are always at 1808 Riverside Avenue here in Minneapolis, 55454. You can reach us at goodmedicine@kfai.org as well. And we are on the west bank of the Mississippi River, but we're also in the heart of the Dakota Oyate, the territory for the Dakota Nation, shared with others here, both colonial, Euro settlers, and some of the other Native nations here in the Upper Midwest, the Great Lakes area. So, all right, let's go ahead and we'll get started here, and then I'll tell you a little bit more. We've got some great events that are coming up here at KFEI in the community in the next couple of weeks. But I want to go ahead and get started first with, let's see if I can get it. Here we go. You know, we just lost Scott Momaday a couple of weeks ago. He walked on, and a lot of people are familiar with him as a thinker, a public intellectual, author, but they don't realize that he was also a poet, and was very much any kind of spoken word, any kind of written word. He was very much involved in promoting that, as well as teaching and publishing. So I'm going to play just something here very quickly by N. Scott Momaday, Kiowa, from Oklahoma originally, and then we will go to Hyde Erdrich, who is our own Minneapolis Poet Laureate. Hyde, I'll tell you about an event that's coming up in less than an hour, so maybe you can finish up with the program here, or if you want, you can head over there right now, and you can catch us later on the upload at KFEI. So, but let's go ahead and let's listen to Scott Momaday and then Hyde Erdrich. This is the Delight Song of Sola de Lee.
I am the long track of the moon in a lake. I am a flame of four colors. I am a deer standing away in the dusk. I am a field of sumac and the Pont Blanche. I am an angle of geese in the winter sky. I am the hunger of a young wolf. I am the whole dream of these things.
You see, I am alive. I am alive. I stand in good relation to the earth. I stand in good relation to the gods. I stand in good relation to all that is beautiful. I stand in good relation to the daughter of Saint Tainte. You see, I am alive. I am alive.
I am the long tree.
This is the city dreaming in its original language, Dakota home, mapped on astronomical planes. So streets still chart the stars, tell us where to be in each season, river at spring equinox, sunup, lake at fall equinox, sundown. This is the city dreaming in winter, into the silence of frozen spaces in this bare year. The quiet broken by wishes, the quiet broken by calling down the snow, calling for home. The city makes its own way home, makes its many ways home. This is the city dreaming under cold and deep skies, on icy streets moving with care. Winter swallows background noise, makes the perfect place to listen, to hear one another. This.
Okay, I apologize for that. That was coming off a broadcast feed, so reproduced. This was Hyde Erdrich, our Minneapolis Poet Laureate. When she was announced earlier this year, she was reading an excerpt from This Is the City, or the actual poem was called This Is the City Dreaming in Winter. It's from her Part One Winter series. So I know the sound was a little muffled there, so. It's, you know, a lot of poetry recitals are not held in studios. They are done publicly, so sometimes the audio production is not as high quality as we would like. So I've just been trying to find quite a few poets, and sometimes you have to find them embedded inside programs that were produced primarily for TV because maybe it was an interview, unless it is a radio interview. So, all right. Well, I hope you appreciated it. That was N. Scott Momaday and then Hyde Erdrich after that. Let's go ahead. We'll take a break here and then we'll be back here at KFAI Good Medicine. I'm your host, Roy Taylor. I'll be right back with you in just a short message.
Thanks to the generosity of so many of our wonderful listeners, we had a great spring pledge drive. If you've been thinking about how to take your support for KFAI to the next level, volunteering is a great way to stay involved all year long. To learn more about our volunteer opportunities, visit kfai.org/volunteer/join.
My name is Joy Harjo, and this poem is called Grace. I think of wind and her wild ways. The year we had nothing to lose, and lost it anyway. In the cursed country of the fox, we still talk about that winter, how the cold froze imaginary buffalo on the stuffed horizon of snowbanks. The haunting voices of the starved and mutilated broke fences crashed our thermostat dreams, and we couldn't stand it one more time. So once again, we lost a winter in stubborn memory, walked through cheap apartment walls, skated through fields of ghosts into a town that never wanted us in the epic search for grace. Like coyote, like rabbit, We could not contain our terror and clowned our way through a season of false midnights. We had to swallow that town with laughter so it would go down easy as honey. And one morning, as the sun struggled to break ice and our dreams had found us with coffee and pancakes in a truck stop along Highway 80, we found grace. I could say Grace was a woman with time on her hands, or a white buffalo escaped from memory. But in that dingy light, it was a promise of balance. We once again understood the talk of animals, and spring was lean and hungry with the hope of children and corn. I would like to say, with Grace, we picked ourselves up and walked into the spring thaw. We didn't. The next season was worse. You went home to Leech Lake to work with the tribe, and I went south in wind. I am still crazy. I know there is something larger than the memory of a dispossessed people. We have seen it.
Diane of her brown arm to the place inside her ear where he isn't speaking revolution. And Alonzo tosses in the rhetoric made of too much rum and the burden of being an American in a country he no longer belongs to. What we are dealing with here are ideological differences. Political power, he says, to impress a woman who is gorgeously intelligent and who reminds me of the soft Tau desert of a lover's cheek. She doesn't believe anything but the language of damp earth beneath a banana tree at noon, and will soon disappear in a screen of rum with a man who keeps his political secrets to himself in favor of love. I argue with Roberto and laugh across the continent to Diane, who is on the other side of the flat round table whose surface ships would fall off of if they sailed to the other side. We are Anishinaabe and Muskogee. We have wars of our own. Knowing this, we laugh and laugh until she disappears into the poinsettia forest with Pedro, who is still arriving from Puerto Rico. Doesn't leave the bow of the slippery ship. This is a land of revolution. You can do anything you want, Roberto tries to persuade me. I fight my way through the cloud of rum and laughter through lines of Spanish and spirits of the recently dead, whose elbows rustle the palm leaves. It is almost dawn, and we are still a long ways from morning, but never far enough to get away. I awaken a story told by my ancestors when they spoke a version of the very beginning of how so long ago we climbed the backbone of these torturous Americas. This is not a foreign country, but the land of our dreams. I listen to the gunfire we cannot hear and begin this journey with the light of knowing the root of our own furious.
Joy Harjo with The Real Revolution is Love. That's, again, with Poetic Justice. That name of that extended play is Songs from the Turn of the Last Century. That was about, remastered in 2015, though. So hope you enjoy that. Like I said, we're just playing a little poetry recitation from some of these wonderful poets, and also Joy Harjo with her spoken word to music from her band, Poetic Justice, there as well. Okay. I've got a couple of announcements I wanted to make before we move on to some more music and poetry. So here we go. This is actually tomorrow night. This is an annual event. One of our hosts here, this is the 20th annual concert of Balkan contemporary music. Music from Bulgaria, Croatia, and Serbia. This is the world and American premieres of several different composers. And it's going to be at the Lloyd Olton Recital Hall, and that is at the U of M School of Music, West Bank, Ferguson Hall, 2006 4th Street South. It's free and open to the public. You can find out more. KFEI is a co-sponsor of this. You can check it out at www.bibach.org. That's Balkanicious, music from Bulgaria, Croatia, and Serbia. And as I told you last week, we'd have more information on this. It's coming up. I've confirmed with our program director. He's going to be spinning for the first hour of this event. It's next Wednesday night at Palmer's Bar, a local mainstay here on the West Bank neighborhood. This is Desert Islands. Again, one of our hosts here on the 24/7 schedule is presenting Radio Pocho with DJs Terrell Lamar and Miguel Vargas. And then there will be music starting, and I don't know who the band is. I don't have them right here in front of me. I believe that's going to start up at about 8 o'clock. So when you get there about 6 or 6:30, you'll hear our program director, Miguel Vargas, spinning for you. And then the actual bands will begin at 8 o'clock. There may be a cover, so you might want to check that with Palmer's or on the Desert Islands page here at KFEI. And we've been talking about this for a little while. KFEI's 46th birthday party. It's coming up fast, and just in a little over 10 days, I suppose, Friday, May 3rd. This is the 46th year that we have been on the air broadcasting. As I said, non-commercial community-powered radio. Our special guest that night, this is going to be at the Hook and Ladder Theater. You know what the address is, but it's 3015 Minnehaha Avenue, Minneapolis. This is, again, a free event, but I do believe they're asking you if you will register your attendance on the Facebook page for KFAI. L.A. Bruckner and Big Homie, and then the Shrimp Olympics, as well as America y los Sentimientos. That's going to be Friday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Hook and Ladder Theater, our 46th birthday party. So I'm going to hopefully try and get over there once I come off the air here that Friday. And I know we've got other events planned, one something related to the Latino and Mexican-American community here with Cinco de Mayo coming up a little later in that week. But I'll tell you more about that next week, the closer we get to it. All right, let's go back to a little poetry. Hopefully this will work, the spoken word portion of it. This is a professor over in Wisconsin. Her name is Kimberly Blazer. She's Anishinaabe, and she was asked to curate for the American Academy of Poets several years ago during National Native American or American Indian Month, a month of poetry by Native Americans. So you can check that out there. But let's go ahead and we can see if we can pick this up and hear her reciting some of her own poetry.
No food, it's an old story. One to rival the Peter Tail, who kept his wife in a pumpkin shell. Or Jack Sprat, who coveted all the 90% lean cuts of meat, while his ever-expanding, squat, round wife tumbles over the side of a tiny kitchen chair, overfilling the page on which she is drawn. We keep turning that page, but one caricature follows another. Some claim women always were the delicate sex, fainting, timid, helpless souls. You know that line, the length and breadth of those whose names have scrambled the letters of femininity into unrecognizable derivations. Addie Oakley, Gloria Steinem, Wilma Mankiller, Rigoberta Manchu, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. In pants or full veil, in every state of dress or undress, shares navel, the jewel on Cleopatra's forehead burn like all beacons of descent. I heard, a nation is never defeated until the hearts of its women are trampled upon the earth. This one, I believe, for I grew up among women who could swallow a raw heart, whole or in infinitesimal pieces, deer heart, rabbit heart, turtle heart, and did swallow and chew and swallow their own bread hearts beating for survival, for survival, for survival, for survival. And this is the single story we write with our lives. Women of travoid ox or minivan, of African brown barefoot toes, of bound Asian feet, or $75 a pop Birkenstocks. Together, we walk on our houses of history, track true the paths of indentured servants, girl babies slain and buried. This black dirt of bias overcome in story cycles of scarlet fecundity, told through the fires of many tongues and translated again in the labor of women.
Okay, Kimberly Blazer reading House of Poetry. So that's also, again, you can find a lot of this on YouTube or particular like libraries, American Academy of Poets and the like. Just Google Kimberly Blazer, B-L-A-E-S-E-R. She is a Anishinaabe poet, and you'll be able to find her. Okay, hey, I'm going to give you a few events that are occurring in the community, the Native community here. There's so much, it's always going on. Here we go. Let's see here. It started today, but it'll continue through tomorrow. This is Spring Artisan Market at All My Relations Arts and Four Sisters Farmers Market, starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, April the 20th. You can go and check out arts, jewelry, apothecary, home goods, and crafts. There's a lot of your favorite artists and artist craft stores that will be present there as well. So go and check that out. That's beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m., 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. And then, let's see. Well, I was telling you this. I should have mentioned this first of all. This is going to be at about 20 minutes here. I think you can still get in if you check this at Westminster Presbyterian Church, downtown Minneapolis, an evening of Native American poetry starting at 7 o'clock. That's today with Hyde Erdrich, Marcy Rendon, and Louise K. Waka. That's going to be hosted by Wendy Brown Baez. Louise Waka again. Okay. And that's, check that out. That's Westminster Presbyterian Church, 83 South 12th Street in Minneapolis. A lot of people don't know that Marcy Rendon is a poet. She has been a poet for most of her life. She's become more famous for the novels, the Cash Black Bear murder mystery series that she's written. All right. And then, again, tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., this is going to be at Hiawatha or Bidet Basin, April 20th, 9 a.m., Earth Day Cleanup, and that is co-sponsored by Bidet Basin Collective, also the Friends of Lake Hiawatha. And this is an effort by a young Dakota woman who's attempting to help reclaim the presence of the Dakota Yawti in the Lake Hiawatha area, which is right off of Minnehaha Creek. A lot of people they're not aware of it as well. You know, Bidet Makoska has gotten a lot of attention over the last couple of years, but this particular Lake of Hiawatha is also a Dakota gathering place. And then we have, where did I see it? I know. On Sunday at 10 a.m., and this is a continuing series by Fern Renville, who is also Dakota, Gifts of the Nettle. This is in the gallery at the Minnesota History Center, 10 a.m. It goes all day. You don't have to stay necessarily all day. Fern is an artist, a member of Sisseton Wahpeton Oyote, and she is bringing art weaving back to the Dakota homelands using nettles. So that's it's a wonderful event. She's talked a lot about that in the past. Also on Sunday at 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. is the Indigenous Spring Market honoring Maka Onse. That's being put on by Blue Hummingbird Woman. And she is an entrepreneur who is very much into wellness and art. That's going to be at the Indigenous Roots Cultural Arts Center, 788 East 7th Street in St. Paul, Minnesota. They will have tea blends to purchase, to try, jewelry, beadwork, and other forms of arts healing remedies and plant creations. So quite a few, again, quite a few vendors there. This is at the Eagle and Condor Native Wellness Center. That's part of the Indigenous Roots Cultural Center there on the east side of St. Paul. And then that afternoon, 4:45 p.m., at the Main Cinema, downtown Minneapolis, as part of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival, year 43, is The Electric Indian. And the director, Leah Hale, who's Dakota and Dene, will be in attendance there to respond to questions, tell stories about Henry Boucher, who is the subject of that, The Electric Indian. So I hope you enjoy that. Try and get down there. The tickets are still available. Okay, let's see what else we might have here before we have to hang up and head on in to maybe some more. I did want to, I wanted to just recite for you one of my favorite poems, and this is from, no, I don't have it here. So let's just go ahead and let her speak for herself. This is Kinsale Drake. You may know her as, she has headed up the Indian Girls NDN, Indian Girls Book Club, that is touring around the country. They made a stop here last year for, I can't remember what big event we had here. It may have been the Congress of American Indians meeting, and they were giving out books, and their effort is to try and get more reading of books, poetry, language composition for Native young women. So, but Kinsale is also part of a Native language movement among the Dene or Navajo people. So this was, again, drawn off of, it's called Native Voices. It is a public series. So let's go ahead and listen to her reciting one of her own poems, and she'll tell us a little bit about it, a mid-morning lullaby, but she may also speak a little bit about her own experience with poetry and the arts. So here's Kinsale Drake.
Mid-morning lullaby. Praise my mother. Praise her hands. I feel I write about hands too much, but sometimes they're all I remember at first. Palms smoothing as my mother's laugh dissolves the edges of memory. Navajos are hairless, she murmurs, and the sound rolls like ancient waves over what remains of prehistoric oceans, fish bones and kelp dust that now fertilize the great saguaro, the pinyons, the prickly pear. Whatever words I offer back to my mother, siphon deep blue over the great head of earth, I recall its shape well, how pine trees darken its apex skyscrape, body of red earth where we sat, her long arms, thin wrists, the only fading bits. But is this not how each remembering is catalyzed? Only by what is held out to us, soft and belly up, fossilized.
When you're coming into poetry and storytelling, I think it's easy to feel isolated a lot of the time and to not see yourself represented in anything from publishing to what's on the radio, what's in curriculums in your classroom. And though that is true, there's also a world of Native writers that want to support you and to support your work, and that want to show you that storytelling and poetry are part of our long genealogy of who we are. Like, so many communities have stories that they've been telling for centuries, since time immemorial. Poetry has been practiced for hundreds of years, and, you know, even though representation might not reflect that, that's because we are not always the ones in charge of distributing that media. But I just want to make clear that You know, there's always people who are there to help you, and there's always going to be people who want to get your stuff published, and they're always going to want to hear your poems, and they're always going to want to try to share your work with the world. And so if you find those little niches or those communities where you can find support, whether that's Indigenous Nations poets, whether that's a little writing group you make, you can reach out to anyone you admire. I think, myself included, if you reach out to a Native artist over Instagram or something, they will be so happy to talk about your work, to talk about publishing. If you find a community that can support you, I think you'll feel so much less alone, and it'll help you create at an even greater level. So look for a support system. Don't be afraid to share your words, and know that it is part of your long history of your community, wherever you're coming from.
Okay, that was Kinsale Drake, Danae, with Indian Girls Book Club, and reciting one of her poems, and just a little word of encouragement to all of you would-be poets out there. So get started on that. Well, we're going to have to take another little break here, and then I'll be right back with you with some more Joy Harjo.
The Upper Harbor Redevelopment Project community meeting has been rescheduled to May 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Urban Research and Outreach Engagement Center. This 50-plus acre site on the north side between Washington Avenue and the Mississippi River is being transformed to accommodate new places to live and work. Everyone is invited to attend and hear the latest news about the project and next steps. May 2nd, 5:30 p.m. at 2001 Plymouth Avenue North. More information can be found by searching for Upper Harbor at the MinneapolisMN.gov.
Every day is a reenactment of the creation story. We emerge from dense and speakable material through the shimmering power of dreaming stuff. This is the first world and the last.
Down
shining link between the heart and sun. We imagine tables of food for everyone. We imagine the songs. The imagination conversely illumined us, spoke with us, sang with us, danced with us, drummed with us, loved us.
Okay, Joy Harjo, Poetic Justice. That was, that was Post-Colonial Love or Post-Colonial Tale. I was getting my song titles confused there. So, well, I hope you've enjoyed this time together this evening. Just hearing a little poetry, both spoken word and the classic recitation from some of the poets themselves. You lucked out. You didn't hear me recite one of my favorite Kinsale Drake poems, but I'll probably have that up sometime in the next few weeks here as well. So, okay, well, it is time to head out here. I'm going to jump on my little steel pony and head home to the Pawnee Lodge on beautiful shores of Minnehaha Creek in South Minneapolis. So I'll just say goodnight for now and just remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock is Robert Pilot and the Best of Native Roots Radio. And I've got a few announcements. We'll play it at the top of the hour. But beyond that, maybe I'll see you at some of these events around town in the interim in the next week. So here we go. I'm just going to bow out here with one of my favorite bands from the 70s, the Jazz Fusion era. They're coming to town on Sunday night at the Dakota. So maybe you can get down there and check them out. I'm not going to be able to this time around. This is Jay Epstein and Spyro Gyra with their big breakaway hit, the Shaker Song. I know it's snowing out there. It was snowing earlier today. So I thought I'd just play a little pick-me-up music from warmer climes, from warmer times. Hope you enjoy this sort of lush tropical sound from Spirogyra. Just keep reminding you to spread around that good medicine. Shake a hand, tell a story, sing a song, share a meal with each other. Keep the good times going here. All right, I'll see you next week.